USDA's October crop report for cotton was released last week, but it does not reflect the damage from Hurricane Michael, which resulted in substantial damage to portions of the southeast region. The storm was most directly felt in the Florida Panhandle, southeast Alabama, and a large part of Georgia, with the Carolinas also seeing additional rainfall. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more information.
Significant cotton losses have occurred across this region. USDA's crop progress report showed a significant change in crop conditions on the October 14th report. Prior to the hurricane, 8% of the Georgia crop was rated as poor and 1% was rated as very poor. After the hurricane, 25% of the Georgia crop was rated as poor, while 29% was rated as very poor. Prior to the storm, many producers were anticipating above average yields, potentially exceeding USDA's September estimates. The damage from Hurricane Michael will be reflected in the November WASDE report. USDA's pre-Michael October report projects a 2018 U.S. crop of 19.8 million bales, 80,000 bales more than projected in the September report. Higher production in Texas and Georgia was mostly offset by lower production in the Carolinas due to Hurricane Florence. Harvested area was estimated at 10.5 million acres with a 25% abandonment rate. The national average yield per harvested acre was estimated at 901 pounds. USDA lowered exports in the October report by 200,000 bales due to reduced world trade and consumption.